69% of Americans say the economy is bad. By John Carney on May 23, 2022. 69% of Americans think the economy is bad right now. A poll released over the weekend by CBS News and YouGov shows. The share saying the economy is bad had been holding steady for the first 4 months of the year and final 2 months of last year. Between September and November, the share saying the economy is bad jumped from 51% to 64% and held at around that level through April, even as the unemployment rate fell from 4.2% to 3.6%. Inflation climbed steadily higher during those months, with the Consumer Price Index's annual gain going all the way from 6.8% in November to 8.6% in March. In April, it notched down to 8.3%. Yet that did not raise the percent of people saying the economy is bad. The Fed hiked interest rates in March by 25 basis points and in May by 50 basis points. Mortgage rates have shot up, with the 30-year fixed-rate home loan rising from 3.1% in November to 5.25% now. Stocks have fallen sharply, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down for 8 straight weeks, the longest losing streak in 90 years. Americans are extremely pessimistic on economic matters right now. 77% say they are pessimistic about the prices of goods and services, up from 70% in September. 68% say they are pessimistic about the national economy, up from 58% in September. 67% say they are pessimistic about the stock market, up from 49% in September. 57% say they are pessimistic about their retirement plans, up from 43% in the September poll. A slight majority, 52%, say they are optimistic about the local jobs market. That 48% are pessimistic is astonishing given the very low level of unemployment. Inflation is far and away the most important issue, the poll results indicate. 83% of those polled said they would like to see the Democratic Party nominate candidates focused on fighting inflation, with taxing the wealthy as a focus a distant second at 61%. 81% said they would like to see the Republican Party nominate candidates focused on fighting inflation, followed by stopping illegal immigration at 59%. 90% of self-identified Republicans say they want inflation to be a focus for their party's nominees. 94% of Trump voters say they want Republicans to focus on fighting inflation. A similar share of Democrats, 89%, say they want Democratic nominees to focus on inflation. Likewise, 89% of Biden voters say Democrat nominees should focus on inflation. The public is divided, however, on which party they trust more on the issue of inflation. 51% trust the Republicans and 49% trust the Democrats. Of the 69% who say the economy is bad, 39% say it is very bad and 30% say it is fairly bad. Just 6% say the economy is very good, and 20% said it is fairly good. 64% say they disapprove of President Joe Biden's handling of the economy. Biden does slightly worse among women on this question, with 65% disapproval. 68% of white Americans say they disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy, as do 65% of Hispanic Americans and 44% of black Americans. 70% say they disapprove of Biden's handling of the issue of inflation, including 72% of whites, 70% of Hispanics, and 55% of blacks. 74% say things are going badly in America. Just 44% say they approve of the job Biden is doing as president overall, up 2 points from a month ago. 51% say his actions as president are incompetent and 57% describe Biden as distracted.